Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Young Main, 35 riders. Let's go,
Swagger. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't going to get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Give me a blessing. Now I'm signing on the button like it's nuts.
Why? Hustle hard in the sun, rain, sleet, snow. I grind when it's jumping, even when the street's slow. Young Main, that's the name that the streets know. I'm pushing X wet, pills crack, weed blow. Monday to Sunday, not a day off. One day all this hard work gon' pay off. I gotta get it, I'm on it soon as I wake up. Block hot, so I'm pumping it out of trailer. All the trash, we keep pissing off the neighbors. But fuck the laws, cause right now I need this paper. My rent late, my lights off, no water. My shoes old, my clothes dirty, no quarters. My car broke, I gotta walk, plus gas high. In the world, wanna ask why. I ain't got shit, nigga, that's why. That's why I'm motherfucking
hustling. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
money ain't going to get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Give me a blessing. Now I'm signing on the button like it's nuts.
That's why
I'm. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
money ain't going to get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Give me a blessing. Now I'm signing on the button like it's nuts.
Why? Remember back when I ain't have no money. Now I walk inside the mall and just blow money. We used to hit the club broke, man, with nothing on us. Now we known and get love from the club owners. She was in love with me, or I guess I thought she was. Thought she was bad, but wasn't bad as I thought she was. Welcome to Main's world, where every day's Friday. Menage days with bitches that resemble Beyonce. Used to smoke dirt weed, now it's Kush only. Grind hard. That's the hard push, homie. Back then, I ain't have a ride to the stove. Okay, it's cool, cause I'm a ride on 84. I had nothing, so I jumped up in the crack game. Kept hustling, and I jumped up in the rap game. Young Main can't stop, won't stop, did it. Ask about me, they'll tell you who run this city.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
money ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing, give me a blessing. Now I'm signing on the button like it's nuts.
That's why
I will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
money ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing, give me a blessing. Now I'm signing on the button like it's nuts.
Why I'm a motherfucking hustler for real, homie. I get it on the block, on the highway, on probation, on parole, fresh out. I don't give a fuck. I gotta get it, know what I'm saying? If you broke, struggling, you ain't got shit. Hustle, legal or illegal, we gon' get it, man. All my female hustlers getting on their own. Hustle.
Yes, sir, yes, sir. Welcome to Global 15 Radio. The Cut goes down every Wednesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. I'm your host, Honest, also other host, Golden Fleece on the line. What it is, what it do.
What's going on, what's going on? Another Wednesday, lifers, listeners, global14.com. You already know what it is. We in here.
Yes. In the place to be. First time checking into tonight, G14 Radio is the station. Again, like Golden said, via the brand global14.com, which is the social networking site of Jermaine Dupri. This site features everything from the news, the blogs, the fashion, exclusive music, a lot more, parties. The biggest thing coming up now for everybody on the Lifers tip is the So-So Death 20th anniversary, all the way turned up in the ATL. February 23rd at Fox Theater. So if you do want to get those tickets, make sure you hurry up and get them. I do believe it's going to be a sold-out venue. So,
yeah, Atlanta will be jumping that weekend. You best believe that. So
mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be more special guests, you know what I'm saying, and even more surprised than what people think. You know what I'm saying? I just tend to think that JD got something up his sleeve.
Absolutely. I mean, I actually, I'm kind of excited. I hope to see, like, a Janet Jackson, maybe Mariah Carey. Like, I'm hoping for something like that. So we'll see. We will see. Tonight, everybody, we created a couple of people tonight because you have submitted your music. We've been saying we're going to get it in, and tonight is one of those nights we're going to do just that. And we do have a couple of tracks. We're going to pretty much play all of them in full. And how that works is, again, we're just doing the live feedback music review to see if you're going to be considered for the rotation and other opportunities. Golden, will you let everybody know how these people got their music with us tonight?
Most definitely. Basically, they hit us up on our social networks, Twitter, or they hit us up on global14.com. On global14.com, all you got to do is find us on there. I'm Golden Fleece on there. That's my handle. Onyx is Onyx on there. That's her handle. Hit us up with a private message or straight to our wall. Let us know, yo, can I get my music played on the radio show? And we definitely with that. Or you can holler at us on Twitter. Mine is at THAGLUE. That's the glue. And Onyx is at Onyx254. Hit us up with a straight tweet. If we following each other, hit us up with a DM. You know what I'm saying? We'll go ahead, review the music, and we'll put it on the show. We like to put a lot of music on the show when we're actually having, you know, critique sessions. Basically, you know, even you could call in, your people could call in, tell us how they felt about the song. We're going to tell you how we felt about the song. We just find that that's more productive because you might be missing a few elements that if you add that, well, then boom, you're on your way. Or you could be right there, and it could be ready to go. But, you know, we try to let the people decide that. So that's what it is. Hit us up, and let's work.
No doubt, no doubt. And so we'll go ahead and take a quick break, and we're actually going to get right into the music review when we come back. Normally we'll do other things, but again, tonight is all about the indie artists. We're doing that review. Going to come back with that. I just want to drop something since it is the Soul Death anniversary coming up. Let's go ahead and drop the Fresco Kane and Jermaine Dupri. If you didn't know by now who Fresco Kane is, he is the new rap artist signed to Soul Death Epic Records. So shout out to Fresco Kane. We're going to go ahead and drop his track featuring Jermaine Dupri up in here.
Yeah, yeah.
On me is where that cash at. My talk ain't cheap, can't cash that. Louis on the buckle, but got polo where my dick at. My I love your ass at, especially where your ass at. Won't ever go down there if you don't keep cut where your grass at. It's so what you expect. I'm hot, ain't seen my best yet. Up in this bitch with JD, hoes go crazy, super hard, we flex. Ain't shit about me average. My homegirl say I'm manish. I'm with a Latin broad and I don't even speak no Spanish. I'm killing all these niggas one by one as if I planned it. Say Fresco Kane ain't Fresco, I don't think so. What you saying, bitch? See me, yeah, I do this. Fill that cuff up, watch me get lit. Dog, I don't gotta know you to include you on my shit list. Always on some fly shit. Yeah. Getting that money so I talk shit. Yeah. No matter what they say about me, the baddest hoes around me, me and my niggas run shit. Yeah. Whole section popping and I'm two-stepping the air thing. Infamous is dropping, mixing cartel with Syrah and Syrah with that crown. Nigga smoking, nigga singing, shut this motherfucker down. Looking fresher than the 80s, all the ladies on my dick. I can't die with all that money, so tonight I'm spending it. My nigga Fresco in here with me up all night like I play that Dennis. Going hard, even though I had 2 minutes hard.
Even though I had 2 minutes.
Always done, it's in my mouth. Make these bitches take it out. days I be working, yeah. Making all these beats that keep the flyest women twerking, yeah. Although I'm well and living on yo mama, ho, I'm pressed to death. I'm eye candy to rabbits, all these carrots hanging off my chest. No confident and cocky, yes. Ain't a hater stop me yet. You can catch me in that private jet. Put my feet up on some other shit. Better get rich nigga shit. Didn't get hurt by no accident. Yo baby mama chose me cause she know where the real action is. Mind your own, go get some beer. Cause what you doing, IDGAF would be my acronym. Money tall like how it is. Laugh at all the challenges. Way hotter than your hottest is. Compare me to that nigga getting paper, bitch. I am him. Okay. Always on some fly shit.
Alrighty, welcome back to the G14 Radio to Cut. That was Jermaine Dupri and Fesco came with Up in Her. I can't say it. Not going to even try. Tonight, live music feedback review. I'm just in a chill mode tonight. I'm laid back. I'm chilling. It's Wednesday. It's a little cool outside. I'm chilling.
Yeah, it's definitely a chill mode today, man. Like, I even went to Hooters today, man. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Went to Hooters and got some wings and, you know, right now I'm just definitely feeling that right now. Like the wings is just, they got me. You know what I'm saying? You know I've been doing the good food. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah.
I had to sneak in some cheating food today, and that shit just got me. Like sit down somewhere, chill out.
I didn't cheat today. I actually did a great job. Not like it's about the diets, but I fell off in the gym, you know, but so productive, that little energy, you know. Sometimes you had those days when you just be in there for them hours, and it was like that for me today. So, you know, I guess that's why I'm kind of like chilled and, you know, laid back tonight. But, you know, again, it ain't about me. It's about these indie artists that I sent their music in. We thank you so much for supporting us and supporting the show. The first artist that we have on deck to go ahead and do the music review is MC Sha. I hope I'm saying that right. She is a female MC, so shout out to MC Sha. And this is produced by Chris Eastwood. It is called Bad Girls Back. And this is our first time checking it out. And here we go.
Bad girl, back again. We bad, we bout to
14 Radio Cut Indie Artist Live Song Review. That was NC Sha. The production is by Chris Eastwood. The song is Bad Girls Back. Okay. I can rock with it. Golden, did you want to go first? How you want to do it?
When I listen to it, I think, a lot of little girls will like that song. Wasn't really for me as far as listening, to it. Like, I wouldn't be playing it in my car or in my, But I also think it's catchy for young girls. I think it could be you know what's funny about that song? If it was cleaner, I think it would have more success because it sounds like it's for younger girls. And then the content in it, some of the content in it might not be for a younger girl. If I wasn't mistaken, they were cursing a little bit and, the bitches and stuff like that. So I think it could kind of be even better than it is just by being catered to a younger audience. Not a bad song, just, I don't think it's for anybody over maybe 16 would be, like, raving to hear it, But I think, like, 16, 17 or under would probably be, like, they would be feeling it, especially girls.
Okay. I can agree with that as well. I think for me, listening to the track, I was really, I didn't think I was going to like the production, but I ended up kind of liking it because I can understand the whole pop, relevance in it. I think it reminds me, it puts me in a zone of kind of like Gwen Stefani when she was coming out doing the whole, I can't remember what that song was that she had. My Loves or something she came out with. I can't remember. That might have been Fergie, but that kind of put me in the zone of that. I think, like you, this would cater great to the younger women, the younger girls of the high school, and I think also would be a good song to pitch to, like, Bad Girls Club or whatever, whatever that show is. That's kind of that lane. But
right, you would definitely hear that on
Bad Girls Club, right. So
speaking of Bad Girls Club, not to cut you off. Speaking of Bad Girls Club, shout out to my boy Nook Gristle, straight out of Boca Raton, Florida. They played his song on last night's Bad Girls Club. It's a song called Pretty Girls. We did some records with Nook. That's one of my good friends, and they put that on there last night. So shout out. Yeah, it was dope.
Yeah, that is dope. You definitely need to shout that out because that's exposure. So MC Sha, if you're listening, or you do go back and listen, our advice would be to, like Golden said, clean it up a little bit, maybe see where that can get you. Just kind of cater to your market and know your market so that you can actually do something with this song because it is a nice, like we said, it's not bad at all. It is a nice, track. Just make sure that you push it to the perfect, audience, cater to that audience, and then I would try to get that at Bad Girls Club immediately. Whatever you need to do, because that's all up their alley. Kind of sounded like it. So anything you want to add, Colin?
No, I think that I agree totally with that. I think if that was cleaned up a little, well, really it don't got to get cleaned up to
not
be
for
Bad
Girls
Club. Not for Bad Girls Club, but like, I think it could be a lot more successful if it was catered towards younger girls. And I just think they would carry that. They would carry that, in their parties, through their social networks and everything. So just my opinion, though.
No, I agree. I agree with you as well, even though it's just my opinion, because you definitely got to know. And I guess it just goes back to depending on what type of artist you want to be. If that wasn't your objective to cater to that younger audience, then maybe, again, just going a different route with the Bad Girls Club, stuff like that. But, or like you said, if it is.
I love pop music.
Oh, yeah, that was.
I like pop music, you cater to a wide audience,
Mm-hmm.
My artist is hip-hop, but it's kind of like top 40 type hip-hop. So, I always think that's a dope lane because not a lot of people in it, so.
Absolutely. Like a Flo Rida or Pitbull, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I mean, you know, look at where they came from. Look at, you know, Flo Rida is a part of that whole Pool Boy camp. Look at every other mm-hmm. artist on Pool Boy except for Flo Rida. Like, he continues to go every year performing mm-hmm. at New Year's Eve, Rockin' Eve, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's getting crazy money overseas. You know, he won't stop. And, you know, as Pitbull left from the whole Little John rapping crump thing, this cat's an international superstar now, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I always like, I, you know, even though I'm hardcore hip-hop from New York, love all of that. That's like my shit. I also love when people could cater to everybody because it's just a wider audience and, you know, you want everybody to move too. So shout out to the pop music, the popular music.
Absolutely, no doubt. Next track coming up is, I'm not good with Spanish, but it's his name is La Ciudad Cas, if I pronounce it right, featuring Henrock. And this is the song, I want to say it's called New, but I'm not for sure. But this is the track, and we're going to drop it and do a review. G14 Ready to Cut. G14 Radio. That song was You. That was Kaz featuring Henrock. The song title is Vasuki Dad. It looks like I did pronounce it right because I heard him. Golden, do you want to go first? Or how you? I mean, I'm going to stop asking. We're just going to do it. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm real polite with it.
I thought the beat to that joint was cool. One thing I don't get about, like, all right, let me ask you, because you're the one that they sent this song. Is that a Spanish artist featuring American artists or an American artist featuring a Spanish artist?
It is an American artist. Well, I believe he's Hispanic, but he's featuring, it is the American featuring Spanish or Espanol. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, I mean, when you put it like that, I don't know if the American art, I don't know that the hook should have been in Spanish. You feel what I'm saying? Like, if it was the Latin artist song, I can understand that. But for the American artist song hook to be in Spanish, you lose your audience that you're going to be catering to with your music.
Mm-hmm.
As if it was the Latin artists will always feature an American artist on their song because most Latins understand Spanish and English. You see what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of
it could be the other way around, but the way that it reads for me, well, not just for me, but the way that it reads, that's the way that it comes across. So.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But you feel what I'm saying, though? Like, if it's the American rapper song, not all Americans speak Spanish, so you would have to cater to Latin Americans with that song. But if it's a Latino artist, he could really push that to everybody because most Latinos speak English as well or can at least understand it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So when I heard that, I can't understand what the Latin dude was saying. So he could be saying some shit I don't agree with. So I can't say I fucks with it because I don't know what he's saying.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The dude got on there rapping. You know what I'm saying? He had a flow, was spitting. But I have no idea what the Latin gentleman was saying.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't co-sign any of that. He could have been saying some shit I totally disagree with. You know what I'm saying? So I would just have to say cool beat. The rapper had a flow. I like the Latin guy's voice a lot. And that's it. Other than that, I can't really judge it because I don't know what it was about.
And I guess, you know, for me, I definitely think this is a song that would do well. Like, I kind of wish I knew, could understand it so I could really rock with it because I really enjoyed the rapping and his flow and the way he came with it. It really wasn't nothing I didn't like about the rapping at all, and not even so much the singing either. I really liked the way that he rolled out as far as the notes and stuff like that and the style and the cadence. I liked the way the Hispanic vocalist did the bridge part. I really liked that part. The hook wasn't my favorite, but it's probably because I don't know what it is actually or know what it means. And the beat was cool, too. So it's, in this case, I feel like it was more so where the artist made the beat. But it is kind of hard to judge it in full, but it kind of puts me in the zone of the Pitbulls. And then even it reminded me of when, is it Carlos Santana? Is that his name? I could be saying it wrong, or Santana, period. When everybody was hooking up with him and he was doing kind of the Hispanic thing and then Hispanic thing. Y'all know what I'm saying. He was speaking Spanish and playing the guitar, and then you had the other dudes rapping. So that's kind of the zone it reminds me of. So it's a nice lane because it's different, but I guess it just to make sure that it's marketed to the right audience so that you have a strong fan base pretty much off top so that you can just kind of smooth that in and everybody rocks with it and kind of already knows how you get down. But, yeah, it wasn't bad at all. It's just hard to really know if we don't know. So, but not bad at all. Thank you so much. And it's nice to have variety. I really think that's dope that
Of course, definitely.
They're getting that out there because it's not bad at all.
Variety is dope. But, you know, when you're an artist, you definitely want to think of marketing angles. You got to spend your money on it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to actually spend your money on where you want that record to be. Whether it's an independent radio station, whether it's online. So if you got your record on blogs, and this is just, you know, the marketing 101. If you got your record on blogs and the majority of those blogs don't speak Spanish or listen to Spanish music because they all listen to hip-hop, then you alienated them with that hook and everything else that was in Spanish. They can't understand it. You know, like, I'll take it back to that Gangnam Style joint. Like, that dude's record start playing on radio, and nobody had any idea what he said, what he was saying. But it had to get popular some way, somehow. So his marketing was through that crazy video that they had on YouTube. Plus, this dude was a major artist. In Korea, China, wherever he was from. So when people start hearing, hey, have you checked that video on YouTube of that one dude? This shit is crazy. You should see this little dance he does. So that dance, that crazy video and everything is what marketed people to want to listen to that song. So you would have to have all those crazy elements for somebody to be like, yo, that's my shit right there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So if you're an independent artist and you're new and you don't have a fan base, it will be harder for people to say, that's my shit right there, because they don't know what the fuck it's saying. That's why I said for the Latin guy, if that was his song, it would be much easier for his Latin friends to be like, yo, and you got a hip-hop artist on there too? That's hot. You see what I'm saying? Anything, like, just like Winston and Yandel, they're huge over in Latin America. Spanish, Puerto Ricans, every Latin person loves that group. You know what I'm saying? So they always tap and go get 50 Cent to do something with them. When they bring 50 Cent out in the Latin country, they go crazy because he's 50 Cent.
Yeah.
And they love American music.
They all know it.
Exactly. They all know who he is. So when you're just starting out, it would be kind of hard to say, hey, check me out in my new song, and I got a Latin guy on there singing the hook. Even though it's different, you still got to market it.
All right. So shout out to Kaz and Henlox is submitting that. And hit us up, give us a tweet or something, or let us know how you feel and whatnot about our opinions. I have another chat coming up. It is St. Louis. They actually submitted some stuff a while back, and it was really nice. And so I'm excited to hear what they have. It's Buff and Chubb, and the title of this song is Ben Had It. This is the G14 Radio Live Song Review.
Them shoes on your feet. I've been had that whipping no three. I've been had that flow for my streets. I've been had it. I've been had a damn thing. And some more. I've been getting money, paper, and some dough. I've been that, never give a fuck. Still buff, and it's chill, so you know we fist the blow. Let them know.
Cause I've been had them pat leather 11s. I've been blowing coupe by the 7s. I've been toting weapons before a knew about beefing. I've been botanical, Shenandoah, and Cleveland.
Please believe me, I've been Southside, certified dark side, full life. Fresh to death, look like I died. They say I'm ahead of my time. I crack your head with this. No, you ready? I'm riding the best rappers unsigned. Think I'm lying?
Okay. We been putting in that OT since back when you tax 800 of OZ. I always been low key, cause just been losing. I feel you, but I've been there. Done what you doing.
for real.
I been had them shoes on your feet, no. I been had that whipping no three, no. I been had that flow for my street, no. I been had it, I been had it. I been had them $100 geeks, no. I been had them 100-round heats, no. I been had it, hating on me, no. I been had it, I been had it.
Ain't nothing you can do with us, cause ain't none of this new to us. Puff and Chubb, been best out, yeah, the two of us. They used to be like, who is us? Now they like, I know y'all. Front row, hands in the air, hollering, go y'all. We do this so y'all will have something to jam to. I know it's somebody somewhere, hey, forgot. Keep doing what you can do while we do what we feel like. For real, we been getting it in real life, yeah.
Real, no swag, just style and some cash. You never ever had, I say facts, I don't brag. Float past infinity, been flowing this image since yeah. Way back banging on tables, okay. And now we aiming the label. So to the top we gon' soar and take off like G4s, and they ain't hating no more. We gotta wait no more. We penetrating the floor like Kobe Bryant and Jordan. Lock, aim and target, watch us flame the market. Cause I been had them shoes on your feet, no. I been had that whipping no three, no. I been had that flow for my street, no. I been had it, I been had it. I been had them $100 geeks, no. I been had them 100-round heats, no. I been had it, hating on me, no. I been had it, I been had it. I been had them shoes on your feet, no. I been had that whipping no three, no. I been had that flow for my street, no. I been had it, I been had it, I been had them $100 geeks, no. I been had them 100-round heats, no. I been had it, they know me, no. I been had it, I been had it.
Alrighty, Buff and Chubb, from Best Out Entertainment, I believe it is, St. Louis, the song has been had it. I'm going to go ahead and do my little two cents about the track. The production to me, I felt, could have been better. And I know that how Buff and Chubb do, because like I said, we've had them before. We actually have one of their songs that we play from time to time. And they have some other stuff. And pretty much everything I heard has just been, like, really dope, and they had a different lane. This one kind of took me – I understand the concept of it, and I get it. But I felt like the hook was lacking. I dig the direction of, you know, we been had it, you vibing, you saying you been on, you been did this, you been there, done that. I felt like it could have been a chant with it in the back, or somebody could have emphasized it, not just that singing thing over it. I just didn't like the hook. The production, like I said, I think it could have been better, but, and I know that you guys can spit because I've heard everything else. This, to me, wouldn't be single material. It would just be something to just chill on, something we dropped in the studio, just freestyle and just kind of chill. But, you know, if you're definitely going for those hit singles and those radio singles, to me, this one wouldn't be radio ready unless you're just already there at the top and everybody just rides with it. But even still, it wouldn't be my favorite one that I would put on repeat. And they actually do have stuff that I would put on repeat. So that's just all I had to say about that.
I think that joint right there got serious potential. If the beat was hyper, like there was some other elements in that track that made that hook, because that hook is dope. Like, whoever's singing that hook, if there was something to get the crowd more into it, I know right now I'm still in my head. I've been at it, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. I like the melody of that hook. I like everything about that hook, except it could have been more exciting. If there had been brothers back there, like...
That's what I'm saying,
you know,
like a chant
with
or something
the
with it in the background.
Joint,
exactly.
It would have been even
crazier.
It would have been crazy. If the beat had a few more elements to make it hyper, I think it was a dope beat, but it needed a little bit more to make that joint hyper. I think that hook was crazy. I actually love that hook because the dude that was singing it had like a distinct voice, you know what I'm saying? One thing I didn't feel about the verses was the dude with the lighter voice, he brought you up. And then the dude with the deeper voice kind of brought you down. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I don't think it's because of what he was saying, but it's because of his voice. You mm-hmm. feel what I'm saying? So when you do a track, and it's very, 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 like, important. I learned this back in the day through a major producer with credits galore, because I used to be in a rap group. And he always said that if you are going to spit off each other, then you got to make sure that y'all energies are matching.
Mm-hmm.
Because mm-hmm. if one is up here and then one come down here, it's just going to it's too much for the listener to follow. It's mm-hmm. just like, oh, okay, you lost me. You know what I'm saying? So, for instance, Jada Kiss and Styles, We Gonna Make It. Those kids both have the same type of monotone flows. If mm-hmm. one of them was going to be higher than the other, it would have threw We Gonna Make It off, and We Gonna Make It as a classic song.
Mm-hmm.
But when a rap group does one verse, hook, and then the other person does another verse and hook, and they still got that same energy, that's much better than brothers coming off of each other up and down.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing that I would have said about that, because the other dude wasn't saying nothing that was shitty, but it's just other dude got a cleaner voice on the mic, and he was flowing with it. So then when you come down to the deep voice, it's just like, oh, man, you know what I'm saying? Like, you wish that deeper voice would have been in its own space. Because
mm-hmm.
then it would have been able to shine a little bit more. I actually like that song, and I think that song has potential if it was spiced up and they wasn't flowing off of each other like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think that if dude with the light voice had a verse, hook, dude with the dark, and I know that's traditional, but at the same time, it's important when you got voice disparity. What's the word I'm looking for?
I don't
you
know,
got
but that's
discrepancies.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know.
You
when
I mean?
You can
like,
differentiate the voices, and I guess that's why I kind of got those. It kind of felt like just a chilling freestyle flow because I couldn't really match it, and that's exactly kind of perfectly the way that you explained it. Because that's why I kind of felt that zone. And again, the Ben had that was dope, but I wanted to hear somebody say I been had it or something in the background to get it crunk and emphasize it, like some type of chant, something in the background real quick to get it live and just get me crunk and be like, yeah, because that's one of those things that hashtag been had it, you know? Oh, so y'all just now doing this, hashtag been had it. You know what I'm saying? Like that's something that people
yeah, you could,
would
you
hop
could, you
on
could
real
really
quick.
Go off
exactly.
That hard.
And then again,
you
I just think the production, you know. I wanted more out of the production, from, you know, so. And I ain't a producer, so the way, however you said it, that's, I agree with that, whatever, how you said it. What
nah,
do you say? Oh, you just
man.
Said elements, but yeah.
Yeah, it's just a few more
something.
Elements.
Just
it
a,
could be like
something.
A chime in there that's
yeah.
on the 1/8, the ching, you know, mm-hmm. just something to that when you make a track, it's like my production team, we try to make sure there's elements in there that people can follow
mm-hmm.
that may be different. So
mm-hmm.
if I know a Southern cat is going to end up listening to this track, the hi-hat may be 1/16 because
mm-hmm.
they love those type of hi-hats, and that's what they usually ride to. If I know up north cats is listening to it, we'll throw an element in there for them, whether it's, you know, a sample, a voice, or
mm-hmm.
something that somebody could grab onto and be like, because they dance different ways.
Yeah,
if
we
you
do.
Go to a club up north, you're going to see the two steps. If you go to the clubs down south, you're going to see the bounce. But the great records, like, there's some type of element of both in those joints where
mm-hmm.
the slow bob and hip hop guy could bob his head to it still because the hi hat maybe go. Instead of, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm,
So if there was a chime in there where brothers could be bouncing their shoulders like, something like that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
That
just
sets it off and makes
just
it more exciting. You know
exactly.
What I'm
just to keep me.
It's a little
yeah.
element, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, to give me just
keep,
really
keep
like, oh, this is my
exciting.
Thing. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Just keep it, exactly. Keep it excited, pump it up, crunk it up, and just get me rocking. Because like I said, and they know how to how to do that because their joints is really, really nice. So shout out to Bucks and Chubb, though, for sending that one through.
Yeah, I like that hook, man. I like that joint.
Okay, you
I can get Future on that joint. I can get Future on that record.
Mhm, mhm. That's his element right there. So that was Ben Haddock. Up next, we have Bone Style, and this song is called By World. So here we go, T14 Radio, my song with you.
My nigga Cardiac.
Yeah, it's Bone Style, baby. Check me out.
Handsome ass nigga, use this shit at my advantage. Most niggas don't like me, but they bitch or can stand it. I'm looking at the cards dealt and loving what's been handed. Heart of fucking rock, boy, call me Mr. Toughest Granite. And smoke the best of the roof, so I'm mentally planning. She wanna slide to the crib, I act as St. Granite. Take her to that telly where I go slam it, damn it. Then I send her back to you with that pussy bruised and bandaged. Millionaire flow, I should be up in the Hamptons. In 5 years from now, I'ma be all in the Hamptons. Ain't really got no blood, but I'm all up in that beehive. Word it is, I say on your job, you try and stay alive. Don't got no downfall, boy, my Cali kills. And I'm a legend, the pressure could never break my will. Cold ass bar, he's picking to keep that freezer filled. AK chopper shit, every beat I'm aiming to kill. My world, sayonara, but I ain't leaving. I'll be here for tomorrow. And act like me's gonna be tough to follow. I say go ahead and drink me in, I am easy to swallow like. My world, sayonara, but I ain't leaving. I'll be here for tomorrow. And act like me's gonna be tough to follow. I say go ahead and drink me in, I am easy to swallow. Like, ooh, up on style. Me, they sleeping on. But fuckers to the mattresses, there ain't no sleeping homes. And bitches ass nigga, bitch, I'm trying to buy a home and get my paper wrong. Like, what the fuck's the loan? Even as a broke nigga, I was still fresh as cologne. How the fuck that shit happened? Potential always tapped in, and now I'm headed to the top, and I don't need MapQuest. Never been a sort of direction. Even as a tyke, I have bitches up in my cheering section. Invest in me, I give us more capital boost up. Liquidated assets, rapping to get my juice up. They do it for the fun, they rap to get they dicks up. And then they fall in love and arrest them with cuffs. And me, I beat it up, then quickly pull my pants up. Thank her for the time spent and the man that she paid up. Back to the money, I ain't ever been friends with enough. My world, sayonara, but I ain't leaving. I'll be here for tomorrow. And act like me's gonna be tough to follow. I say go ahead and drink me again, I am easy to swallow like. My world, sayonara, but I ain't leaving. I'll be here for tomorrow. And act like me's gonna be tough to follow. I say go ahead and drink me again, I am easy to swallow like. Keep it going, keep it going, I keep it going.
Alrighty, shout out to Bone Style by World. Let's go. I'll go again, I guess, because we doing my tune too. I don't know. But I actually really enjoyed that track. It was very exciting. I like the way that his flow. I'm sorry, guys. I like the way that he flowed. The beat was really exciting, and it's ironic that we would play. Well, it's coincidental that we would. The things that I wanted to be in the other track to like it were the things that I heard in this track, and that really did it for me. I like the hook a lot. I think it was, you know, it was very catchy. You know, I could see a lot of people. Even Golding was mentioning something, you know, New York, and did the little demonstration at New York sound and the South sound. Like I felt everybody being able to rock and vibe to that song. So I really enjoyed it. The flows were good. The lyrics were not decent, but the lyrics were great too. It worked for the track and he had a nice voice. The only thing with this track that I would say, would be to, even though it's over this, type of studio, would be to probably be able to go back and get a better mix. On the track, I know that you can get another mix on those, a good mix on those vocals. But other than that, I actually really enjoyed it, and I like that song actually, and it kind of puts me in a zone of Dipset in a way, but not really, but just more so like Dipset. You know, they cater to the South, they cater to New York, they have a great way of just pulling in everybody with their sound. And that kind of reminded me and put me in a zone of that. But it was great. I actually liked it. I liked it. Shout out to Bone Style.
You know what? I liked it. I liked that track. I think Duke could spit. Liked his voice. But that, to me, is an album track.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And when you know, independent artists are making music, you know, if you're going to make something like that, with, if a guy is lyrical, the beat definitely got to be on some next shit. You know what I'm saying? Because something's got to draw you in to want to listen to what the dude is actually saying. I think the dude could spit, but I know for a fact that that would be something that's an album filler. And you would choose to listen to it if you liked him. You feel what I'm saying? Or you could fast forward that through the album and look for something that, you know. And that may have been the mix of the record. The mix of the record, you know, might not have brought the lively parts out of the record that makes it more stand out, or I could have been hearing it wrong. You feel what I'm saying? But
mm-hmm.
I was more listening to his verses and his lyrics than listening to that beat.
Mm-hmm.
So that tells me that that would be something that I would say they would put on an album. It wouldn't be a single or anything like that. You know, I always think, like, and this is something that people always said around us or to people. And when I'm around industry dudes, I do not take their word as law, because mm-hmm. I don't think there's any formula to certain things. But there is a element that you have to understand. If you're a lyrical dude and you're independent these days, you got to be super consistent. If you're on blogs, you got to have at least 8 joints a month that people are like, yo, I'm feeling this kid. Like the new dude, Joey Badass. This cat, Joey Badass, and his crew, they sound like some 90s rappers, but they real mm-hmm. young. And that's mm-hmm. what people love about them. It's like, mm-hmm. oh, how could these young kids sound like how Wu-Tang and mm-hmm. Sons of Man and all these dudes used to sound? Oh, my God, you got to hear these kids. But if you don't have that young shit going for you, then it's like, you got to hear this guy. But why? Why you got to hear this guy? He can rap. There's a bunch of people that can rap. You feel what I'm saying? So there got to be some element in the song. This is just my opinion to me. That's going to make me be like, not just the kid can spit, but have you heard that song? Jay Electronica, prime example. That dude can rap his ass off. But that Exhibit C record by Just Blaze, that beat was so crazy that you didn't mind him spitting on that joint, because he was spitting flames, plus that beat was just hard, hard mm-hmm. beat. So if it don't got both of those elements, then you got to consistently prove to people, I can rap, I can rap, I can rap. It's like Kendrick Lamar. This dude can rap his ass off, but when you hear Swimming Pools, there's such a strange element in that hook. The pull up, drink, headshot, drink. You know, immediately you got to stop and be like, what's this?
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? If that don't have that element to me, I'm not going to listen to it, because I'd have heard a million people that can rap. But it's time for people to be able to rap and create songs.
Mm-hmm.
And people hate Trinidad James. We keep coming back to Trinidad James. People can't stand him because they're like, this shit was whack. That was not a whack song.
Mm-mm.
His lyrics may not be all that, but that's not a whack song. And it was only a fucking verse and a hook.
Mm-hmm.
While niggas is spitting 3 verses and 2 hookses and bridges and all of that, that's that one verse and that hook got that man $2 million.
Absolutely.
That's not a fad. That's supply and demand. That's the world saying, we love this song. You see what I'm saying? So I just think that when independent artists are making music, and this is including my artist, I tell him the same shit. If it's gonna, if you're gonna rap on this shit, we got to make this beat extra hard. If you're going to make this joint a club type of joint, then you got to perform on the track. You feel what I'm saying? Like, that's just my opinion. I like the dude's lyrics. I think he got a dope voice, and I would like to hear more from him, to be honest. I would like to hear more of that dude's shit. But the not that song. Like, if I never heard that song again, I wouldn't be mad.
Very shout out to Bone Style by World. Let me see. Next we have, I want to say this is Loose Bills with No Lights. So I'm going to go ahead and drop that. And I, let me see. We have a couple more ahead. But then also for those who, I see a couple people popped in, what we're doing tonight is basically just, again, the G14 Radio The Cut, indie artist slash song review, giving our opinions on the music, female perspective, male perspective, going in like that. And that's pretty much it. And if you have an opinion on one of the songs, or it's your song and you have, you know, want to speak on it or have a question or a comment, whatever, I'm 760-913-4119. And again, up next, Loose Bills with No Lights.
Can I do you with no light? 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 Searching high five for the price, let me take you on a flight, I'm up in it all night. Can I do you with no lights, can I do you with no lights, searching high five for the price, let me take you on a flight, I'm up in it all night. Can I do you with no lights, can I do you with no lights?
Yeah, you looking good, but smelling even better. You the type of chick, no other hoe get put ahead of her. Bet I get her wetter and hit her better. Quit calling fella, she's a work of art. Her body's well developed. When I'm in her town, she know who to call. Have her pants all on the wall, but I never hit her raw. I just love her sense of style and how her panties match her bra. Find it sexy that her credit match her coffee. Lifting in a 12 play, following what Kale say. Got a mind blown like I hit her with a 12K. I would hate to be our neighbors, all this ruckus that we causing. It's 3:30 in the morning when you're slowing down the pause. Nobody ever did her like I did her. So she say, her pussy got that juice. I call her ocean spray. No need to rush, baby. Relax and chill. And feel the effects of that pill. Like, can I do you with no lights on? Search your iPod for the price on. Let me take you on a flight. I'm up in it all night. Can I do you with no lights on? Can I do you with no lights on? Let me take you on a flight. I'm up in it all night. Can I do you with no lights?
She say her last dude was difficult. Had no ambition. He couldn't keep her attention. So she decided to bench her.
I'm starting in his position.
Changing her disposition. Her body language saying come and get her. I'm reading all her signs like a book. I can tell that I got a hook. From the way she bite a lip when she give a nigga that look. Now usually I don't stay tonight. Once I'm done, I be gone like a thief in the night. Huh? This is something different. Her head was so terrific. Her sex is like a drug. I hit her once and got addicted. We going all night. Ain't no need for intermission. No breaks or interruptions. Just sexual eruptions. Yeah. No bluffing, no cuffing. When I'm done with her, he can have her back. If nothing, I'ma eat you up. Then scrape the plate when I'm finished. That pussy so deep, I got a long jump in it. Can I do you with no lights on? Search your iPod for the price on. Let me take you on a flight. I'm up in it all night. Can I do you with no lights on? Can I do you with no lights on?
G14 Radio, because my song feedback review, that was Loose Bills with No Lights. I think it's we rotating.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. I think that song is nice for what that is. I think that song is catered to get a woman to think about how somebody, you know, a man would do her sexually. And I think it had all the elements that a song of that nature should have. You know, mellow beat, you know what I'm saying? Nothing crazy as far as hype-ass beat, but talking about do you with the lights. I thought the music matched the lyrics. I thought he was to the point with his lyrics. You know, I think his singing could have had a little bit of a little bit of tuning, maybe not even auto-tune, maybe just melodyne, something that, you know, put it there in the pocket a little bit more. I thought the girl had a nice voice on the record. I think it was a nice record for what it's meant to do.
Absolutely. I pretty much agree with that. I would have loved to hear the girl more on the hook because I really enjoyed her part more than anything, and that's probably because I'm a female, and so I need to be included and involved. If she's on
right.
there, I want to be with her, singing with her and stuff like that. So it's so funny how you get a male and female perspective, because it's those little things that will make or break. Well, not make or break, but just, you know, get me more excited about it. Because if she would have been on the chorus or on the hook a little bit more, I'd have been, yeah, you know, waiting for my part to come up to say, you know what I'm saying? You know how girls do and guys do in the club. One of the most popular examples of that is the Young Jock. I know you see it. Any, mini, mighty, mo. How many, what was it? I know you see it. And then she came in, the girl part came in. So that killed the club because everybody got to do whatever. And, of course, this is a bedroom joint, but also we be played in the club to, you know, do whatever everybody do to take whoever with them, have it, you know, it need to go down. But I did enjoy the song, and I would play it again, and I'd enjoy it the second time around. I didn't hear the part that you were referring to because I was listening to other things, but I liked the beat, and it was very mellow, and again, I just wanted to hear more of the girl, so I was excited that she came in towards the end and did more. But nice track, very nice track. Shout out to Loose Bills, No Lights. Also, you guys, just looking at, that was nice. Looking at these tracks, I'm looking, and all of y'all's tracks is like, you know, 4 minutes and 30 seconds and almost 5 minutes long. So,
you can't do that.
Yeah, I've been having to like cut them down and cut them off just to get us to a decent stopping point. So hopefully I didn't miss too much. But, you know, just keep in mind, like when you think of radio, even though this isn't your radio stations in your local areas, but keep those things in mind when you're setting up this track and structuring it just right. Just keep in mind the time that you have to work with to keep people's attention or just to, you know, mix it in just right, you know.
Yeah, most definitely. Like, the reason why we do these and, you know, nobody's word is law.
Mm-mm.
On these shows.
No, not
at all. What we provide is a perspective from a marketing standpoint, a perspective for a production, lyrical standpoint, and also a little idiosyncrasies such as the length of the track. A lot of independent artists, when they're getting into this, they just like to hear themselves on the microphone. And that's all well and good because it's your dream, you know what I'm saying? It's your passion. And but just like anything else, you got to study. You know, you can't go into the mortgage or the real estate business and just create a formula to do mortgages that people haven't been using for years. One thing about a song, if it's 8 minutes long, 5 minutes long, the people got to know who you are.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? You have to, and if you're an independent artist, you have to have a fan base so they're like, yo, I like this cat so much, I'm willing to listen over 4 minutes. I remember I'll never forget a quick story. We was chilling at an independent concert one day, and there was this girl standing next to me, and she said the same thing but in a different tone about two different artists that came up on the stage. One dude came up, hit him real fast, back-to-back different tracks. He had it cut up real nicely, so you got the gist of every track, but he didn't stay on long at all. So the girl was like, damn, who was that nigga? You know what I'm saying? I'm feeling that nigga. Then there was another nigga that came on. He's staying forever, rapping his whole songs out to the end. And the girl said, who was that nigga? You know, not the same words, but they meant different things. Like the one nigga with the stick and move, that was great. When she was like, who was that nigga? Damn, I want to hear him some more. He left her with something. That other nigga killed her. She was done. She didn't want to hear him no more. So she was like, who was that nigga? He was garbage. So that who was that nigga phrase could be used, you know what I'm saying, in different ways. And you don't never want somebody to be like, oh, okay, now this song is getting to be too fucking long.
And that's, plus, like I said, if I would have let them play. Please do. And that's the worst thing, to have somebody on stage perform the full 3:45 of their, you know, 4-song set or whatever it is. Like, they're doing, like, just a little snippet, enough for the hook to come in and me to get right, and then take me into something else nice. But, again, I've had to really cut these down, because none of them have stopped, you know, below 3:30. Or, you know, even 4. So I just wanted to kind of mention that as I was, actually, I take that back. The Ben had it was at 3:22. I was going to say it might have been 1 or 2, and then the Byworld was, but under 3. So that was just a quick, you know, I'm in and out, show you what I can do. So I was actually cut at like a two minutes and some change. But the rest were just, you know, they are pretty long, so... you know, just wanted to mention that, and that was a good point that you had there. And I'm sorry if I'm sounding extra laid back. It's just one of those nights. It's a laid back night. So.
Sometimes, you know, it's one of those nights. I'm sure the
it really is.
They have, you know, everybody's
I'm
human.
Listen, yeah,
everybody, we on here. You know, you had them days where you just chilling. You had
them
days where you just, and really and truly, for real,
ain't no excuses,
this is a
up.
Chill day. For some
it
reason,
really
it is a chill day.
It is a
you
chill
know,
day.
You know, and, you know, we kind of lay back listening to the music. We vibing to y'all music. You know, let me first say, you know, I know sometimes when I critique, I'm really looking at the structure of music, you know, what I've heard from, you know, people that's produced big records when they're in the studio with big artists. You know, I always want to make sure I tell independent cats that stuff, because it does matter. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you can win without those elements, but you don't want to stray away from those elements. You know, it's just like an outline, okay? Once you have that outline, you can run with it and do your own thing with it. You know what I'm saying? But I've vibed with all of the songs that we played tonight. But at the same time, I think that,
there's
you know,
room
some
for
of the songs, there's room for improvement for different songs, whether
and,
it was the, you know, different elements. So,
and
I think when you go
simple
back
thing
in
with
the studio, yeah,
it's just like with the curse word, just anything.
Right.
It can always be better.
So you go back into the studio, you could be like, yo, let's remember what, you know, Onyx said, or let's remember what Golden said. Excuse me. You know, let's this track, you know what I'm saying? Let's make sure this is going to be this energy, that we keep this energy. Or, hey, you know, this track is sounding like it's good for the little kids, so let's kind of change these curse words around. You know, I know I do it. I learn every day from somebody. And I don't never be like, you know, nigga, what the fuck you talking about, nigga? I know what I'm doing. Nah, you know, you learn every day from somebody. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And then you go ahead and you put your style to what you've learned. You don't change your style. You just apply your shit to different things that you learn.
Absolutely. And sometimes you can get so caught up in making so much music that you didn't even realize the simple factor. But that's why it's good to, again, get an outside opinion. And shout out to everybody that sent their music, because that's what's up. Because you're getting outside opinions, you're getting feedback, you're willing to put it out there. Because guess what? If you want to be that artist, it's going to be put out there. And people are going to have say something about it or have an opinion on it or whatever. So it's really great that you guys are doing this, and that's encouraged. And that's just great, because a lot of people are afraid to do that. I got it. And really, it's just they hood rocking with it. So it's really nice when you can get people such as myself, Golden, anybody that doesn't know you, nothing against you, nothing personal, and just can listen to your art and what you bring to the table. So, again, shout out to everybody tonight. And like I said, I didn't even notice before, but it's like a female and male perspective. So that's pretty dope, too, especially when you're making a song for the ladies. A girl, rocking, repping the girls or whatever. So it's really cool to be able to have perspectives. We have a couple more tracks tonight. We have coming up next, we have DWE Records. I actually know who this person is, though, this time. I just said we don't know y'all, but I actually do know who this person is because they're from where I'm from. And this is called A Sex Symbol. This is Mr. Red. And again, my song feedback review, or however my song review on G4C Radio Cut, and this is Sex Symbol.
Everything, man. than a dime, baby girl, a sex symbol. You a sex symbol.
I'm a sex symbol. Alrighty, Mr. Red, sex symbol, DWE Records, and Golden is your turn. And let me mention real quick, that actually stopped at 3:21. So that I just wanted to say that. All right.
I think that was a dope ass song right there. I think that see, the funny thing is I can't hear the mixes really through these phone setup that we have due to the online. So I can't really hear how the record hits. That record sounded like it hit it. It was hitting. I would immediately go approach a model with a bunch of views or likes to put twerk videos up. Or somebody that's a model and always films her behind the scenes photo shoots or something like that, and immediately get with her, tell her to let, you know, that be the background song or whatever she's doing, and put your shit up at the end, your Twitter name or your Instagram or, you know, how to reach you. I would do that immediately. Tonight, I would find one of them girls, make sure they got a lot of followers, a lot of fans, and tell them to use that song the next time they doing anything. And if they fuck with you on that, other girls are going to want to hear that song right there. That's a strip club song. That's a model song. That's a twerker song. And them girls will carry that song for you, brother.
That's right. I agree completely. And I knew he was going to come through with the twerk. Method, because that's so perfect for a song like this. You know, the models, the girls in the club. I mean, you pretty much nailed it for all women, no matter what we had going on. We getting ready, whatever we doing, that's what we plan, to get ready. And that was a perfect idea. I would definitely just do what Golden said. And I agree. This is one of those songs that just does it. So, I really have nothing else to add. You know, I really don't. I mean, it was nice. Very nice. You know, and the thing about it was I actually heard the hook, a little bit, a partial of the hook, when it was like a mix. I think he had a YouTube visual up, and it was different. You know, I guess he's promoting the album or the mixtape or whatever it was, whatever the project was. And then he was actually playing little snippets of each one. So I had about a 10 second, however long you could say, snippet. And so when he sent over the music, I pulled that one because I wanted to hear if it did what I think it was going to do. And it did. So I just wanted to mention that. So again, that was Mr. Red, Sex Symbol. Anything else, Dad?
Nah. I mean, like I said, he should immediately package that up, hit the strip clubs, find the girls online with the followers, models, twerk teams. Like you said, that encompasses all women. You know, I don't care if you're a 45-year-old white lady.
They
out here
symbol.
Trying to be sex symbols. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I see them. They at the bars, titties out. You know, makeup on, short skirts. I'm talking
right.
about they trying to do that up to 60 years old.
Yeah.
So
not
if you market that song right, the women gonna carry that song. See, that's what I'm talking about when I'm talking about making a song. If you think of other people besides, you know how niggas be like, I make music for myself. Then what the fuck are you trying to get into the music industry for?
That's not gonna work.
I like that phrase always kills me. Like, then why are you trying to, you know? Now, if you made music for yourself and then somebody just fucking found you and was like, no, I love your shit, I'm going to give you this much money, and you wasn't trying to break into the music business, you know what I'm saying? Then that's an excellent thing to tell somebody. Look, I was just making music for myself. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But if you really care about supply and demand, audience, shit like that, then you will make it appealing to people. Mm-hmm. So just think, there's artists that you see, and there's a million artists that you don't. The artists that you see, they're doing something that people are demanding, mm-hmm. whether it's girls, whether it's gangster niggas on the block,
mm-hmm.
whether it's white college girls that just want to get fucked up, whether mm-hmm. they're skateboard kids, whether they're – just think of how many people out there drive the industry when it comes to music. You know what I'm saying? Women is the best ones.
Yes.
So that's why
we
saying this dude got an excellent song right here.
Because if we get on the floor dancing, the dudes are going to come dancing. Yeah, if you get us, and you got it, because the men have to do what we rock with, because they want to dance or whatever else they want to do. So that's how you do it, straight up. And then, like you said, the strippers, they dance into it. The dudes is going to tip or whatever they do. Like, that's what it is. So exactly, who run the world, girls.
You're going to see niggas. You're going to see niggas making it rain saying,
yeah.
you a sex symbol, like the
yeah.
girl, you know, they're going to be singing that to the stripper up on the stage.
Yeah. So
like,
that
song could really run, I'm telling you. Like, that's one of them joints that could really run. You feel
right.
what I'm saying?
It's ready
Don't
to go right now.
Don't forget the second word in music business. It's a business.
Yeah.
You feel
that's
what I'm
right.
saying? Supply and demand. You know what I'm saying? Like, give them what they want. I constantly mention Fabulous. Fabulous, I don't know how many gold albums Fab got. I don't think Fab ever went platinum.
No.
He will stay around forever because
yeah.
his lyrics are amazing, and girls love that dude.
I do.
Now, niggas with amazing lyrics don't stay around like Fab stay around. You don't
mm-hmm.
see the top Talib Kweli's getting pub like Fab get.
Mm-mm.
You don't see, you know, these real lyrical niggas like Fabulous getting the same love as him. And
mm-hmm.
that's because he has an element that the ladies love his swag.
Mm-hmm.
They always
mm-hmm.
fuck with that kid. So
mm-hmm.
he could forever keep dropping an album. You would think a record label would have probably been like, yo, come on, man, I don't know when the last time you sold over this many records. We can't keep... But they cannot stop Fab because
no.
the girls love Fab, and his
yeah.
lyrics are amazing. Mixtape Fab, to me, is always better than album Fab.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't
mm-hmm.
know whether that's because the label got influences on his shit when he going for an album, but regardless of what, that man will always be around.
Mm-hmm. He's got it. Fab is definitely somebody that has it. He definitely is. And then also, just to, you know, kind of piggyback off that, when I think of a hit song, again, I'm thinking of the hashtags, I'm thinking of the T-shirts, I'm thinking of the branding side of it, aside from just music. So, you know, the Facebook posting, going out tonight, sex symbol, or whatever, like, you want people to just be constantly, consistently putting your song out there. Like, that's their theme all of a sudden. The phone ring, if they do the ringtone thing still, you know, sex symbol is playing because that's how they feel and that embodies them. That's what it is. So you just always, you know, T-shirt line is coming out, the panties or whatever, the line, you know, sex symbol, you know, the perfume, sex symbol. I just, you know, you always think of the branding side of things as well when you're talking about those hit singles, because those are the ones that it just does it for you. Look at the all gold everything. We've been wearing gold, but now, you know, when you put on a gold ring, I'll go everything. You know what I'm saying? Or put gold in your mouth, I'll go everything. So that's just something to keep in mind as well when you're thinking about your
And when you talk about Trinidad James, the gold most definitely.
Yeah.
But also the don't believe me, just watch, nigga. Nigga
yeah,
nigga. Like
even
he,
little
he,
things like that.
It, how many people done doubted people in their life.
Exactly.
And they would want to tell them, like, yo, you don't believe me? Just watch.
Just
watch.
Watch. Exactly.
I'm going to make this shit happen.
And
that's
so
another
perfect.
Element in that hook.
Exactly.
That's so perfect. That's why I'm saying, like, if you're going to be yourself, a lot of rappers try a lot, but really,
mm-hmm.
it's who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And that nigga is somebody that you would probably love to have a conversation with just
mm-hmm.
by listening to that song. I know
mm-hmm.
I talk like that. I know if one of my niggas is talking to me, I'd be like, come on now. my nigga. Mm-hmm. What are you talking about? You wildin'. He's rapping like that in the song for the hoes. Mm-hmm. My nigga. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? He's not really trying to impress you with nothing. He's really just spitting it to you.
This is what exactly he wasn't trying to. That's what I'm saying. It was what he did was genius, and I loved it, and I still love it.
It was genius.
I'm rocking
Smoking
with it.
Smoking mid, my nigga. And don't pass that shit to me. I don't fuck with snitches. So don't tell me. That nigga straight up kicking the reel to somebody.
He
and
is.
That's why that song comes across so
he
dope.
Is.
It's like, yo, niggas always say, we only smoke that high grade over here. And nigga told you, you smoke it mid, my nigga. Then don't pass that shit to me.
Okay.
I can't tell you the elements in that song is so dope.
It's dope.
I
don't know why they hate. And then even for us, again, ladies, well, shout out to all the ladies that's listening tonight. Kayma Roll, thank you for retweeting earlier. You know, Asian, or what did we say? Light skin, dark skin, Asian and white women. I mean, that did it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You got all of us. We all say, okay, we all got a shout out. We like stuff like that. Shout everybody out. Shout it out. Talk about girls. We want to be a part of it, too. Like, we didn't have nothing to do with it, but he put us in there, and we loved it. So now we feel, and he said Onyx, so you know I'm rocking with it. I forgot he said that.
But he said that because of the strip club.
Yeah,
in
I know
Atlanta.
What he said, but still, you know, I enjoy hearing that him say Onyx in the song, and people can't
And them bad hoes
at Onyx. Let me stop. I'm getting excited, but it's still a chill night, but shout out
real
again.
Talk. Elements.
Yeah.
Elements.
That's the point.
Elements. Everything makes up something. I don't care.
Yeah.
Even air. There's molecules and shit you can't see that make up that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Everything makes up something. So if you could drop in your head elements in some music that you think like, oh, okay, when people hear that, they're going to fuck with it. And you don't overthink it, but you be conscious
of it. Be cautious.
You know
exactly. Exactly. This week could go on and on and give y'all plenty of examples to where you found yourself rocking with it. Because of those elements, and we can do a whole show on that. We got two more tracks. Not much time left on the cut tonight. Again, everybody that's just tuning in, this is G14 Radio Cut via global14.com. That's Jermaine Dupri's social network. So also get there, sign up, create your profile today, network with people who are like-minded and talented and want to grow and just like you. And also Golden is a producer, so he has a couple of things. You can hit him up at T-H-A-G-L-U-E. Me, I do the pen and the singing, the vocalist. I'm at O-N-Y-X-2-5-4. You can check the resumes. Doughboy, since we on the club stuff, we have Doughboy with Pop It in the Club. That's the next track we're going to review tonight here on G14 Radio Cut.
Pop it in a club.
14 Ready, the cut that was Doughboy with Pop It in the Club. Well, well, well. Golden?
Oh, I think I believe my two is done. You go first on this one. I believe you go first on this one.
Okay, because the last track is R&B, so I wanted to have it. Well, you know what? I mean, aside from thinking that it could use a better mix, I'm going to kind of say this is just as good as what we just played. The hook especially did a lot of things that I could see people rocking with. One of the things I heard in this that was pretty neat and something I hadn't, you know, listened to in a while from an indie artist is the whole, you know, flow, but then changing up the delivery. It sounded like there was more than one person on here. Definitely it was two people, I believe, rapping. But it kind of reminded me of the Crime Mob thing when one of the dudes was, you know, rapping and then, you know, you had them switch it up and they went fast or whatever. The cadence, the flow, if you will. Like Diamond and what was the other girl's name? I can't remember. But the point is that I kind of enjoyed that part, how it was just regular. And then I didn't expect y'all to double time it, if you will, and you did. So I kind of like that. And this is something I would dance to. This is something my girls would be tripping over heavily, running to the floor to, this type of stuff. Like, as soon as the beat comes on, it just did it for you. So I like that song. I just think it needs a better mix so we can really be engaged and get a good feel and vibe. But, again, that could just be all the sending and whatnot, but I liked it. I liked it, so that's my opinion. All right, Golden, can you see girls dancing to this? You know, I don't go to the strip clubs, but what do you see? Golden? Uh-oh. Hopefully, the homie Golden can hear me. Maybe your earpiece.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Oh, okay. That's my fault. I think the song is cool. I think the mix kind of turned me off a little bit from the song.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, it's kind of hard to decipher how it's really hitting. But it definitely kind of seemed like it could be mixed a little bit better. I wasn't a fan of the voice tone that whoever's doing the hook was saying the pop it. Like, that was getting annoying to me. And only because of, you know, just the pop it, you know what I'm saying? Like, imagine somebody being in your ear just continuously saying that. You'd be like, get the fuck away from my ear right now with that shit. You know what I'm saying? So I think the hook premise is dope. Pop it in the club. But see, this is the funny thing about this is girls might like that. Pop it. You know what I'm saying? They might like the way that sounds.
I liked it.
I per se didn't like the way that sounds. So there you go.
That's what I'm saying. It's weird.
She liked the way it sounds.
Yeah.
So, you know, you getting, you know, both angles from it. And once a girl likes a dog, like what I'm talking about, don't even fucking matter. You feel what I'm saying? I'm just talking about as a dude, I just would not want to keep hearing, pop it, pop it. I wouldn't want to hear that.
Right.
You know what I'm
especially
saying?
I would hope you would not be the one popping. Popping.
Never
him.
That. Never,
exactly.
never the popper.
Yeah.
Never popped. don't know how to pop, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You know, I just, that ain't my thing at all. Not knocking the brothers that get on, you know,
right.
The dance floor, scrub the ground and pop off and all that. That they do their thing. But me, never been a popper. You know what I'm saying? I can't do that. But I know it would be annoying as shit for a dude to be in my ear going, pop it, pop it, pop it. So that's why it was annoying to me, that part of the hook. As far as the track aspect, I could definitely see one booty cheek bouncing up and down to the, you know what I'm saying? I could see all of that. I envisioned all that when the song was on. You know, dude had a deep voice that was, you know, the ladies is probably going to definitely feel. So this is another one of them songs where the ladies could carry it. You feel what I'm saying? Ladies could carry this song. And, you know, I think if you're planning on pushing it, and this is for any independent artist that's listening, the songs you plan on push, set the money aside to get those mixed the right way. You know what I'm saying? At least make sure that the song you're going to put out there like crazy got that A1 mix on it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I agree, 100%. I mean, a record like this, you definitely want to get this joint, take the time to get it mixed and mastered. You just can't go down to the hood and at least get the session so you can take it and do what you need to do with it so it can actually move. But again, I know that my female friends would, this would be their thing. Like, they would love it. You know, me, I like it. I'll rock to it and stuff, and I like it, but this would be their thing. Like, they would be running for it. You know, this is the whole, almost like a D-Town type feel to it, like the Dallas, when the D-Town boogie movement came in strong. Or Dallas swag, whatever we call it. It kind of reminded me of that. So for sure in the South, I know this would be, you know, something people would just be doing the most to, you know. But, yeah, please, mix and master. Get it 100. Great A. One last
Yeah, so, you know.
Yeah.
You know, just to chime in, man, all y'all artists out there that sent their music, man, thank you. And, you know, call in if you got something to say about your music. You know what I'm saying? Call in if you want to say something about it or, you know, call in if there's somewhere where your music is, where it's getting crazy plays and people is fucking with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, holla. You know what I'm
exactly.
saying? Exactly. Definitely, you know. Come through, let us know so we can let the people know. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, we just heard this song on our shit. That shit got 25,000 plays over here. A YouTube video got this many so-and-sos. You know what I'm saying? That's important because it gives the people an incentive to want to check it out. Like, damn, I must be missing something. Let me check this dude, the rest of his project out. Let me check these girls' project out. because they got a following. You know, they got some dope shit.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? So always make sure you hit us with the details as well, if there are any. You know what I'm saying?
Right. That's what's up. That's a good point. And then also, just to take it back to the quality, we're saying quality because at this point, you know, there's really no excuse. You kind of have all the resources and tools available to you, and you kind of have no, you know, with all the conferences and things like that, and everybody pushing, and the DJs, nah, I ain't going to play, that's not good quality. So you kind of just, it really works to your benefit to have that quality. Sometimes the quality checks get more play than the ones that are actually better, because just the fact that you can't really, get into the song if you're distracted by the distort. What is it? Distortation? Is that the word for it? I don't know if that's the word.
No, that's not it.
What is the word?
But it's distortion.
Distortion. Okay. Yeah, my bad.
Yeah,
because I'm not in. You know.
No, it's all good.
And then can I blame it that it's a chill night as well?
Yeah, you could blame it on that all day.
And do y'all remember when Waka Flocka came out with the, what was it, with his first track, Oh, Let's Do It? The quality was so horrible. It was so horrible to me, but it still happened. So, it's again, like we, Golden Eye mentioned earlier, it's not set in stone, but there are some things that can get you. At this point, with so many people in your oversaturated market, you do want to make sure you try to do any and all things that you can to stand aside apart, as well as get that hit and get the quality, just everything on point that you can be. If you know it can be better, then just make it better. And that way you know that you at least did your all and did what you needed to do with it to push for it, that project. We got one last song, and it's R&B.
Nice.
And it is from Lance Somerville, and he's really dope, and I'm excited to hear what this is. It's called...
Yeah, Lance Somerville be doing this
thing. He do. And it is called I Wish You Were Mine. So also shout out to Global 14. Lance Somerville is on there. If everyone else isn't, I do suggest and highly recommend that you go ahead and check that out, and then follow me at Onyx254. And Golden is at Golden Fleece. Again, dropping this Lance Somerville last track on G14 Radio to cut tonight. And the artist last song with you.
Every time I lay down. Every time I close my eyes, I'm thinking about that girl. Yeah. Never met a woman so amazing. And I pray to God she never changed. Oh, girl, it's something about your love, girl. It's so wrapped up. Oh, whoa. Yeah. And if I had it my way, I'd take her to a place where we could make love all night. Oh, girl, you still be I can't ignore the fact I wish you were mine.
live. G14 Radio Cut, that was Lance Somerville with I Wish You Were Mine. I actually have a caller on the line, and that's what took me a little second to get back to you guys. What it do? What up?
What's poppin'?
How are you?
I'm good. I just got to say what's up to my two favorite radio hosts. Happy New Year. All that good stuff.
Happy New Year to you as
well. Oh, man, who we got on the line?
It's Signal 20 PK.
Ah, that boy from the muck. What up,
yes, sir. What's going on, man?
How you doing, my brother?
I'm chilling, man. You know, I'm listening to the show. I can't hear strip club too many times and not call in.
You already know. Well, shit, let's get Signal to go first, man. What you think about that last R&B joint by Lance Somerville? Did you hear it?
Yeah, he's a Global 14 member, fellow brother of ours. I like it. I'm a fan of his.
Mm-hmm.
Indeed, indeed. I think he's very strong. That's a strong singer.
Mm-hmm.
Lance Somerville just got it, man. He definitely
does.
Got it. I think you're definitely going to be hearing of him real soon, man.
Yeah.
He got talent, big time.
Yeah, if we don't.
Yeah, we got a few artists on Global 14 that make good 106 artists. That's how I say it. You know,
mm-hmm.
I listen to everything, and I picture myself singing on 106. So if I can see it on 106, that means you're doing a good job, and you do a good job.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
Where we going to get some new Signal joint, man? I'll never forget that freestyle that Signal picked
yeah.
on the radio, man, a little while ago. That shit was straight real. We
yes,
need
it was.
Some of that 20PK music on here, brother. You got to send us something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm gonna get back to that. I'm on a little musical hiatus right now, you know, just getting some life things straight. But
okay.
It's coming soon.
I feel that.
Definitely shoot. Coming soon.
Alrighty, man. You know what, guys? I just had to say, because I'm a girl, you know, I love these last couple tracks because they were all about me and women. I loved it. I loved it. I've wanted it. I mean, it just was the best. I love that song. It reminded me of, like, Mario, and then it put me in a vibe of, like, Jay Holiday and Jaheim. So I really liked the track. So I just had to come through and let that be known. On behalf of the women, I really appreciated the track, and his voice is amazing. That's all. I'm sorry.
As well,
shout
you should. Yeah, there ain't a lot of girls.
Shout out to Lance.
No more. So, you find your girl, you can sing to. It's always good to play a song
yeah,
for. It's a good song to play.
He did that. It's like I'm about to text homegirls and be like, girl, it's that serious. So, I really liked it.
Yeah, Lance is definitely a talent, man. You know what I'm saying? R&B singers, you know. It's a harder road for them, you know, to get on because of the market when it comes to R&B singers. You know, they want them to be younger. They want them to have dance moves, you know what I'm saying? And I don't know if Lance does, you know, the dancing and all of that. He just might. But, you know, when you're an R&B male, I think Music Soul Child just actually joined Global 14, too. So shout out to Music. He's on there. Like, Music songs be dope. But you don't hear about music like you should
mm-hmm.
be hearing about
mm-hmm.
music. You know what I'm saying? So when you're an R&B singer, man, you know, the consistency and, you know, it's funny, a lot of hook work, getting with these rappers, writing some crazy hooks to their music. That helps out a lot, you know. Shout out my boy Kevin Kossum. That's how he got started, you know what I'm saying? Making hooks for the runners. So, you know, while Lance is working on his project, if there's some dope producers in your area that's getting, you know, some industry run or close against some industry run, start working with them on some hooks for some hip-hop artists that's already out in the industry, because that's another way that, you know, our R&B male can be sought after. Like, yo, who wrote that hook? Who was that on that hook? And then they come back to you and hear all your other songs and be like, yo, we need to fuck with him.
Absolutely. That's what's up. And again, just another shout out to everybody that sent their music in and everybody that supports the show. And thank you so much, Signal. That's such a surprise tonight for you to call in. I haven't heard from you in a minute, so that's very, very exciting. Very dope that you took the time to listen tonight and give us a call. We appreciate it.
Yeah, I had to get my fan on, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes I get off too late to be able to call in and put my 2 cents in, but I got off a little early tonight, so it was cool to catch the show.
Yes, yes. It's always a good time.
That's what's up, my brother. Yeah. Most definitely. And now, you know, next time we have one of these live independent artist shows, we're going to get a couple of our G14 fam that are musical and, you know, listen to a lot of music to also let people know. So, you know, you have objective, you know, views from different people, you know what I'm saying? So not just the two hosts, but, you know, people that could potentially be your fan.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
That's what's up. And we actually, one time we had a DJ on, and I think we had, I don't know if he was A&R or, I believe his main profession was manager. I know that sounds strange, but he was on at 1.2, so it is dope to have those different people on the line so you guys can hear it from all perspectives. So, yeah, I agree 100%. Well, we only got like 5 more minutes on tonight, so I just want to tell everybody you can find me to network with me and other opportunities at ONYX254 on Twitter.com, as well as Global14 at Onyx254.
You can hit me up on global14.com. I'm Golden Fleece on global14.com. On Twitter, I'm the Glue, THAGLUE. You know, hit us up on them social networks, man. Let's network. You know, 2013, man, is very, very real for everybody to be making pushes towards different things. And, you know, when it's early in the year, everybody says that. But don't let that die down throughout the year. You know what I'm saying? Just keep guns blazing all throughout the year, man. There's a lot of different doors opening up for people in entertainment, a lot of different ways to create revenue. I don't know if people have been looking at the changes YouTube is making, which isn't good for some people, but it's actually great for others because people with a lot of major fan bases have grown. They get like 20,000 hits on their YouTube videos, and they actually have solid fans. If they start making people pay 99 cents to view what you do, 20,000 people view that, that's $20,000.
Mm-hmm.
Minus what little amount YouTube is going to take. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Some of y'all could create jobs off just that because of the fan base that you've already created. So look into that stuff. Be conscious of what's going on so you can capitalize on that stuff. I know damn well somebody making 20 racks a month, it ain't bad. You feel what I'm saying? So keep your eyes and ears open to what's going on out there. It may not be good for some people, but it may be great for others. You feel what I'm saying? So that's it, man. That's it.
No doubt. And I forgot to mention, also, you guys are going to keep saying it so you don't forget. Me and Golden are going to be at the Southern Entertainment Awards 2013. That's in Nashville, Tennessee, March 23rd. So if you're in the Tennessee area or you want to touch down to that, make sure you tweet us. Let us know you're going to be out there so we can link up, network, and connect. That's what it's all about. Got to get in that work.
Yeah, we're going to be touching down to a lot of spots, man. And, if you're an artist listening, you touch down too. Get out there, man. Don't make records and don't have no money to go nowhere. You feel what I'm saying? You got to be on the ground. You got to be out there. You know what I'm saying? Go talk to the people. Go let them know what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? If it's a bunch of people in your camp, put up some money. Each of y'all put up a certain amount. Put that gas money in that car, rent that car, and bounce.
I know that's right.
You know what I'm saying? Get it popping. Me and my niggas used to do that shit at high school when I first got a whip, a little Hyundai. I'll never fucking forget this shit. We used to have an envelope that we used to put money in. It was written gas envelope. We used to put that shit in an envelope, stay over each other's houses whenever we was going on that trip, get in that car in the morning and bounce.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to do what you got to do to try to make it come true. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that's just for real. Don't let nobody take, all you got to do is put your stuff on the internet, blah, 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 this
mm-hmm.
and that. Don't believe that shit. Everybody putting their shit on the internet.
That's right.
Get out there. Make somebody know you. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
What's your personality? I want to get to know that cat. Are mm-hmm. you running to somebody that could just like your style? Like, yo, I'm going to fucks with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So my little 2 cents on advice when it comes to music. A lot of people, man, they do music and then they don't go nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's all about your aggression scale. I always try to tell people when I talk to them, you know, it's 2013, you got to fix your aggression scale. However
Absolutely.
Hungry you was for it last year, be hungrier. You know, never let that hunger die down. Go harder. And it's easy.
Indeed.
Once you get over the hate and all the negativity, once you've dealt with it once, it don't change. You know, so it only get easier. But just make it happen.
That's it.
That's
period.
Right. That's it.
Nigga, see, look at Chief Keef. That nigga was an artist that he was putting out music. People was like, this kid's garbage. This kid, nah. This kid, whole crew was rocking with whatever he was doing. They wasn't giving a fuck about what nobody was talking about. Video after video after video of some of the simplest songs you'll ever hear. But they loved it. And they was making everybody else love it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yo, I know my gangster niggas is going to feel it because we're true gangsters. And that
mm-hmm.
shit just kept snowballing and snowballing and boom.
Mm-hmm.
You got Chief Keef. He might be fucking up a little bit right now. But his deal was worth $6 million.
Mm-hmm.
Go YouTube him. See how many videos he got on YouTube. You will be surprised. The number is up there. The boy was working.
That's right. Well, y'all got it. Y'all just got some, you know, last-minute jewels. You already know you finna get something every time. Tune in Wednesday nights. Check in with us next week. We're going to have Guap. That's the up-and-coming urban wear company out of Dallas, Texas. I believe they are based in, again, next Wednesday night, 5 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. And that's all I have. Anybody else?
Done. Done deal. About to sit back, watch the Miami Heat slaughter the Brooklyn Nets. Shout out Miami
yeah, buddy.
Heat. I know no team Heat. You know what I'm saying?
I'm
that's the squad
yeah,
right there. Forget the rest.
Well.
And I don't know what the fuck Memphis was thinking for just trading Rudy Gay to Toronto. You're not even dealing with the playoffs no more. I don't know why y'all made that trade. And that's the last thing I got to say. I just saw that shit come across the ticker tape on ESPN.com, and I don't know what's going on with that trade. Rudy Gay? Really? All right, we out.
Shout out to Lamont, who holds down the tech board on the G4T Radio Cut Staff, and shout out to
yes,
everybody
sir.
Who tuned in tonight. We appreciate you. Hope you join us next week. And we out. 3D Not T is wild.
One love.
Okay. Yeah. Uptown, you know I appreciate the opportunity, right? Yankee, what it is, boy. Hey, let you know what it is, right? Uptown, what it is. Deeper. Call Sean, my friend, yo. Gun Sean, my classic. Big sound from the N.O. You know that I've been bout it. Got VIP so crowded. They smoking on that loud shit. Not T. B&B is wild when they play my shit. Got the call Sean, my friend, yo. Gun Sean, my classic. Big sound from the you know that I've been doubted. Got VIP so crowded. They smoking all that loud shit. Not see B&B is wild when they play my shit. Man, I ain't worried about these hoes. Bitch, I'm ballin' like B-Rose. My whole clique got cheese, ho. And my pocket's big as my ego. Mean pocket's big as more meat clothes. Making chips like Fritos. Cause me and my amigos live weight every day like Guido. Got 2%, the heat is in. I own the building, I don't need the rent. You know whatever side they pee is in. Shaquille, shit, got Peterson. A light break the root, I'm in the latest coupe. Major loot, I hate me too. Cause I ain't ever since my fatty loan.
My life got sweet, no added long. Hound baked, but I'm a cake boss. I love that white like Ado. Not a sniffer, pin a picture. Ponzi schemes like Madoff. You can tell how I made off. Purse fat like 8-ball. Fake friends won't hand out, but bitch, I'm on my radar. I don't see him, I don't trick him, I don't treat him. He ain't eating, he leaving. Baby, put away your penis in the club, making it flood. Feel like I'm still in Katrina. But baby, this ain't FEMA, I'm balling like Gil Arena. Steve, call Sean my front yard, gun Sean my classic. Bitch, I'm from the N.O., you know that I've been doubted. Got VIP so crowded, they smoking on that loud shit. Not cheap, B&B, it's wild when they play my shit. Got the car.